contestant hooked up to a heart monitor. 7 challenges, a jackpot prize, and 1,000 of your own heartbeats to win it. Hold your nerve, breathe deeply, and keep calm.
Oh, no.
Because the quicker your heart beats, the faster your time runs out.
I wasn't going to waste any more time on that one because it won't come in.
Can you handle the pressure?
Oh.
Of 1,000 heartbeats.
Welcome to 1,000 Heartbeats, all that stands between our contestants and £25,000, 7 challenges and 1,000 beats of their own heart. Let's find out if our first contestant can keep calm under pressure. Please welcome Gareth.
Hi, Gareth.
Hey, Bernie.
Nice to see you.
Gareth, welcome to 1,000 Heartbeats.
Thank you.
How are you?
Very well.
Excited?
Yeah, I would say excited, but hopefully not nervous.
All right, don't be nervous. Don't feel any pressure whatsoever. What do you do for a living, Gareth?
I'm an event manager.
Oh, excellent. Where at?
I look after 6 venues across the UK.
Have you hosted anyone we know? Any familiar faces?
I've done a few big names over the years.
Have you?
It's last one I did was Kylie Minogue.
You should be so lucky.
Yeah. I wish.
Were you spinning around when you saw her?
Most definitely.
Excellent stuff. All right, so there's a lot of money on offer today. £25,000 our jackpot. How much are you hoping to take home?
As much as I can.
That simple?
Yeah.
That
just
simple.
Came with nothing. If I go away with nothing...
I love a game show cliche. Excellent stuff. It's called 1,000 Heartbeats, and we are going to monitor your heart rate. And at the moment, it stands at 115 beats per minute.
Fantastic.
So before we play any of the games, let's give you your all-important 1,000 Heartbeats. If that number reaches zero, it's game over. So let's do it. Let's play 1,000 Heartbeats. All right, Gareth, this is the plate. This is where all the gameplay takes place, and there are 2 simple rules to 1,000 Heartbeats. The first one, get a question wrong, and it'll cost you 25 heartbeats. The second one, if you're struggling with one of the questions, you can't think of the answer, then all you've got to do is step off the plate. We'll freeze the game, but it will cost you 50 heartbeats.
OK.
OK. Now, Gareth, everyone starts with the same round. That's contrast, and this is what it looks like.
This is contrast. You will see 2 answer options. You'll then face a series of statements, to which every answer is 1 of the 2 options. To complete the round, you need 7 correct answers. Finish contrast before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £250.
So, that's the game. When you're ready, let's play contrast. All right, Gareth, you need to get 7 questions right. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Vernon Kay, Bruce Forsyth, play. Performed at Glastonbury Festival in 2013.
Vernon Kay.
Won a Special Recognition National Television Award in 2011.
Bruce Forsyth.
Has served in the Royal Air Force.
Bruce Forsyth.
Released the studio album These Are My Favourites.
Bruce Forsyth.
Graduated from Manchester Metropolitan University.
Vernon Kay.
Is the father of daughters Phoebe and Amber.
Vernon Kay.
Carried the Olympic torch through London's White City during its 2012 relay
Vernon
around
Kay.
The UK. Was awarded a CBE in 2006.
Bruce Forsyth.
Appeared as himself in the 2004 film Shaun
Vernon
of the Dead.
Vernon Kay.
Yeah! Come on over. Come on over, come on over, come on over. Well done, pal. Tricky subject.
Cheers.
Tricky subject. And I'll be honest with you, I had no idea that that was coming up. Me and the Don, Bruce Foss. All right, Gareth, you used 149 heartbeats. Your peak was 129. Quite high. Quite high. You got 2 wrong answers.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, Bruce there. Big fan of Bruce Forsyth?
Yes. It's met him once before.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. It was a charity ball I was doing. And he dragged me onto the stage to tap dance with him.
How did you get on?
Scary, I'll say that was definitely nervous.
He's good though, isn't he?
Yeah, really nice guy.
Yeah, he is, he really, really is. All right, so after round 1, Gareth, you've managed to bank £250. If you complete all 7 rounds, hopefully you'll walk out of here with 25 grand, fingers crossed. Now remember, you must leave enough heartbeats to complete our final round, which is cash out. And only by completing cash out will you leave with the money that you've previously banked. Let me introduce you to our string quartet. There they are. They're going to accompany you throughout the show. The faster your heart rate, the quicker they're going to play. So we want them to play really slowly because that'll mean you'll have enough heartbeats remaining to complete our final round.
Fantastic.
All right. Let's have a look at round two. It's Unravel. Here's how it works.
This is Unravel. You will see a circle of letters which spell out a word. The letters are in order. All you have to do is find the word. To complete the round, you must unravel six words. Finish Unravel before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £500.
Right, it's Unravel. It's word recognition. They're going to be spinning around in a circle and you've got to pick them out. Just tell us what they are. Dead simple. However, sometimes it does get a little bit confusing because you're going to end up like this, watching them go around. All right? I think you'll be fine. So, do you want to play on for £500 or cash out with £250?
I think I'll play on this time.
Good man, Gareth. All right, let's do it. Let's play Unravel. All right, Gareth, you need to unravel six words. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Play.
Cluedo. Step off.
Not fancy it?
No.
Can't see it?
No.
To be honest with you, it stumped me, this one. Usually, this is my favourite game. I like this one, but I can't see this word. Let's have a look. Unravel the word. Cuddle. Darn it. Steps off the plates, cost you 50 heartbeats.
Yep.
So we're going to take 50 off 782. That's 732. Still a lot. Still a lot. But remember, we still need to complete the round.
OK.
All right, let's play Unravel. If you're ready, Gareth, please step onto the plate.
Play.
Family. Popular. Youthfully. Youthful. Crayon. Separate. Emergency. Well done. Come on over.
Well done.
Thanks,
you used 242 heartbeats. You got two wrong. That's a lot for the second round, Gareth. It really is. You got 609 heartbeats remaining. Your peak was only at 123. So that's pretty good. It's just the wrong answers that we've got to eradicate. All right, big guy? So, after round two, Gareth has banked £500. He's got 609 heartbeats remaining. How far will he go before he has to cash out? Find out after the break.
Where in the UK was the TV police drama Heartbeat set? Yorkshire or Lancashire? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, where in the UK was the TV police drama Heartbeat set? The answer is Yorkshire. Before the break, Gareth from Birmingham banked £500 after playing two rounds. With 609 heartbeats remaining, can he go all the way to the £25,000 jackpot?
All right, Gareth, let's have a look at round three. It's Assemble, and here's how it works.
This is Assemble. You will see a picture of a celebrity's face. The picture will be divided into eight pieces, of which five will be missing. Using the pulsing blue square, you must find the correct missing pieces from the 12 options. To complete the game, you must find all five missing pieces. Finish Assemble before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £1,000.
All right, Gareth, it's round three. It's assembled. Feeling confident?
Hopefully.
Are you going to play on for £1,000? Or cash out with 500?
Play on.
All right, we're going to play on. Let's play it. Assemble. Good luck, Gareth. You need to find five missing pieces. If you're ready, Gareth, please step onto the plate.
Ryan Gosling. Play.
11. Seven. Ten. Two. Five. Six.
Yes, well done.
Well done, Gareth.
Cheers, man. You used 124 heartbeats. You got one wrong. Peaked at 125. Your heart rate is pretty much the same during gameplay. We've established that. And you've got 485 heartbeats left, but you've banked £1,000, which is good. Really good. What amount of money were you hoping to cash out at?
I'll see how we get on, but probably one or two more rounds, possibly.
So if you do walk away with any amount of cash, what would you spend it on?
Wedding.
All right, OK.
Got engaged recently.
Nice.
And the wedding's happening in October.
Oh, good man. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck. Let's try and walk away with at least a marquee, a DJ and some food.
Be good.
It would. It really would. So, after round three, Gareth has banked £1,000 and he's got 485 heartbeats remaining. All right, let's see round four. It's Identify.
This is Identify. You will see a list of eight answer options. You will then be shown a statement. Correctly identify the four options that are true to the statement. Each time you submit four answers, the lights at the bottom of the screen will indicate how many are correct. Finish Identify before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £2,500.
So it's round four, Identify, 485 heartbeats remaining. That's a lot. Just under halfway, but still a lot. You've banked £1,000. Do you want to play on for £2,500 or stick with £1,000 and try and cash out?
I think I'm going to go for another round.
Good man, good man. If you go for another round, it means we might get some flowers, we'll get the church, maybe the dress.
Yeah.
All right, and that's essential. So let's play Identify. Good luck, Gareth.
Thanks.
Gareth, you need to find four correct answers. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Desert Orchid, Comply or Die, Red Rum, Corto Star, Shergar, Frankel, Alderneaty, Party Politics, Grand National Winning Horses, play.
Desert Orchid, Red Rum, Shergar, and Comply or Die.
Two.
Red Rum, Shergar, Comply or Die, Party Politics. Step off.
I swear to goodness, Gareth, if you'd have tried one more time, you would have got it. You got three right, and let's clear this up. Grand National Winning Horses. So, Comply or Die is the first one. You got that.
Yep.
Party Politics. That was right. Of course, Red Rum.
Yep.
The one you missed was Alderneaty.
Wouldn't have got it.
No?
Nah.
You not sit down in front of the telly on Grand National Day?
Nah, don't follow horse racing really? Either, so I think I did quite lucky.
Well, the good news is you've only got to get one more in the next round, and you've got 367 heartbeats at the moment, but we're yet to remove 50 from stepping off the plate, so let's do that right now. Is your 317. So, you need one more answer to complete this round of Identify. Good luck.
Thank you.
Let's play Identify. If you're ready, please step onto the plates.
Yeah. Stanford University, Georgetown University, University of Pennsylvania, New York University, Yale University, Cornell University, University of California, Brown University. U.S. Ivy League universities play.
Yale University.
Yes, well done. Come on over.
That was pretty easy, that last one for you.
Well Thanks. Done. Used 195 heartbeats in that round. It's a lot. And you stepped off the plate during that round. You've got 290 left. 290 is still a lot of heartbeats. Got a decision to make. So after round four, Gareth has banked £2,500 and he's got 290 heartbeats remaining. All right, let's reveal round five. It's Pinpoint. This is how it works.
This is Pinpoint. You'll see a grid of numbers. You'll then be given an instruction. You must scan the grid to find and work out the answer. To complete the round, you must clear three grids, a total of 15 answers. Finish the game before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £5,000.
So round five, Gareth, it's Pinpoint, it's mathematics.
What are you thinking? How's your maths?
I've got to be honest, Vernon, I think I'm going to cash out.
Really?
Yes.
But you've got 290 left. It's possible.
I'd rather play it safe.
Is it worth £5,000?
It's been a good day. I'd rather at least try and go in with something.
£2,500, we're going to go for it.
Yes, please.
All right, good man. Good decision.
Thank you.
Well done. Let's play cash out. Good
Thank
luck.
You.
Gareth, it all comes down to this. Can you cash out and leave with £2,500, or will you run out of heartbeats and leave with nothing? This is how it works.
This is cash out. You will be shown a series of statements. You must decide whether they are true or false. To win £2,500, you must give five correct answers in a row. But if you give an incorrect answer, you must start again.
Now, do remember, during cash out, you cannot step off the plate, and every wrong answer is still going to cost you 25 heartbeats. When you're ready, Gareth, for £2,500, please step onto the plate.
True, false, play. Halley's Comet can be seen from Earth once every 25 years.
True.
England competed in the first FIFA World Cup in 1930.
True.
The River Jordan flows into the Dead Sea.
True.
Mel Gibson moved to South Africa as a child.
True.
Jane Austen wrote the classic novel Emma.
True.
Martha Dandridge was the birth name of the wife of US President George Washington.
True.
The Duke of York has two sons.
False.
There is a chemical element called californium.
True.
Triton is a moon of the planet Neptune.
True.
Well done, big fella.
Excellent stuff. How's that feel?
Very good. Very good. I didn't think I was going to make it.
You did really well. Some of those questions are really tricky. How much of that was guesswork?
A lot.
Really?
Yeah, don't mind saying.
Well, at least you're honest. No, it's fine. You can say that because you've just won £2,500.
Fantastic.
Excellent stuff. Let's hope that that makes a fantastic addition to the wedding fund.
Thank you.
Good man. Excellent stuff. And we wish you all the very best, of course, on your good day. So your 1,000 heartbeats took you to round four, where you cashed out with £2,500. Well done, Gareth. And thanks for playing 1,000 heartbeats. Excellent stuff. Thank you. So who's next to play 1,000 heartbeats? Please welcome Andy. Hi, Andy.
Hi.
Yes, hi, Andy, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Where are you from?
I'm originally from Nottingham, but I now live in Aylesbury, famous for its ducks.
So... Yeah, we're almost neighbours.
Yep.
All right, what do you do for a living?
I'm a nurse manager with a medical helpline.
OK. Quite stressful.
Very stressful, but equally enjoyable as well. So, yeah, that's me.
So you work for NHS 111?
NHS 111, so I talk about lumps, bumps and other bits and bobs, so...
And do you enjoy your job, Andy?
Yeah, absolutely love it. I'm such a people person. just motivating my team. But then there are bad times, but such is life, so...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, really enjoy it.
So. OK, good man. And have you got any hobbies? How do you relax?
How do I relax? I'm a bit of an outside type of person.
Yeah?
Do like getting out and about. Do enjoy my football as well. Try to keep fit, but I'm a bit of a chunky monkey still, so...
So are you ready to start 1,000 Heartbeats?
I think so. So let's rock and roll.
All right, fingers crossed, Andy. Yeah. Now, throughout the show, we're going to be monitoring your heart rate. And at the moment, it's at 108 beats per minute. Just gone up to 115, as we mentioned it. But that's relatively low. If you can get it under 100, you'll be fine.
Cool.
All that's left is for me to give you your 1,000 heartbeats. All right, there they are. Good stuff. If that number reaches zero, it's game over.
Cool.
All right, good luck. Let's do this. Let's play 1,000 heartbeats.
Cheers.
All right, Andy, everyone starts the game with the same round, and that's contrast. This is what it looks like.
This is contrast. You will see two answer options. You'll then face a series of statements, to which every answer is one of the two options. To complete the round, you need seven correct answers. Finish contrast before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £250.
So, that's the game.
Right.
Good luck. Let's play contrast. All right, Andy, you need to get seven questions right. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Simon Cowell, Piers Morgan, play. Started hosting his own US TV chat show in 2011.
Piers Morgan.
Became editor of the News of the World newspaper, aged 28.
Piers Morgan.
Was played by Nigel Harmon on the West End stage in 2014.
Simon Cowell.
Had a baby boy named Eric in February 2014.
Simon Cowell.
Studied at Harlow College in Essex.
Piers Morgan.
Wrote a 1994 book about a Take That tour.
Simon Cowell.
Is the older of the pair.
Piers Morgan.
Won the US celebrity version of The Apprentice in 2008.
Piers Morgan.
Was the first of the pair to reach 10 million followers on Twitter.
Piers Morgan.
Was named after a racing driver who had the surname Courage.
Piers Morgan.
Well done. Come on over, Andy. Come on over. Well done, Andy. You've got three wrong answers, which means we deduct 75 heartbeats.
Yep.
You've peaked at 154.
Right.
It's quite high, that. I know. If you can try and relax when you're on the plate, then that'll stand you in good stead for the rest of the round. You've got 779 heartbeats remaining.
Yep.
Not bad. Are you happy with your performance?
No. There was one or two I should have got right there, but...
All right, well, that's your first shot.
Yep.
Now you know what it's like. Yep. Maybe you'll relax a little bit.
Yep.
Reserve some of those heartbeats.
Yep.
Well done, Andy. All right, let's crack on. After round one, Andy has banked £250. He's got 779 heartbeats remaining. Join us after the break to see how he's going to do.
Who voiced Draco the Dragon in the 1996 fantasy film Dragonheart? Sean Connery or Ian McKellen? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you who voiced Draco the Dragon in the 1996 fantasy film Dragonheart. The answer is Sean Connery. Before the break, we welcomed Andy from Nottingham to the show. Three wrong answers cost him vital heartbeats, but he banked £250. Can he improve his game and take home a life-changing amount of money?
All right, let's have a look at round two. It's reorder. Here's how it works.
This is reorder. You'll see a list of six items. In this example, you must reorder these boxes by year of first professional fight from earliest to latest. Correctly reorder all six items before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £500.
So, Andy, it's round two. You've got 779 heartbeats remaining. It's reorder. Do you want to play on for £500, or do you want to cash out for £250?
Yeah, I'll play on.
Good man, Andy. Good luck. This is reorder.
Cheers.
Well done. Andy, you need to put 6 answers in the correct order. When you're ready, step onto the plate.
GoldenEye, The Spy Who Loved Me, Goldfinger, Dr. No, Skyfall, Diamonds Are Forever.
Oh, you're kidding me? James Bond? Not a big James Bond fan?
Not at all, no.
No?
No, not at all.
Oh, I would have died for that if I were playing. That is a great question. James Bond films, original release date, earliest to latest. Let's go through the answers. Dr. No. Goldfinger. Diamonds Are Forever. The Spy Who Loved Me. GoldenEye. And then the most recent, Skyfall, 2012, with Daniel Craig. Not got the box set, then?
Not at all, no.
All right, fair enough. Let's take 50 off your total. You know, you've got 7-1-3. That's where we're going to start again. Let's play reorder. If you're ready, please step onto the plate, Andy.
Bond Street, Old Kent Road, The Angel Islington, Leicester Square, Mayfair, Trafalgar Square. Original Monopoly Board properties. Price, lowest to highest. Play.
Old Kent Road. The Angel Islington. Leicester Square. Trafalgar Square. Leicester Square. Bond Street. Mayfair.
Yes, well done, Andy. Come on over. Well done, Andy. Excellent stuff. You used 177 heartbeats. You only got one wrong.
Yep.
That's good. Well done. And you took your time.
Yep.
Which enabled you to complete the round. So well done. Really pleased with that. You peaked at 146 beats per minute.
Gosh.
I know, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just got to kind of relax a little bit. You know, I think it's kind of the heat and the pressure within the studio that you might be feeling. Yep. But you'll be all right. Don't worry about it. So after round two, Andy has banked £500 and he's got 602 heartbeats remaining. So let's have a look at round three. It's Unscramble. Here's how it works.
This is Unscramble. You will see 5 anagrams. You will then be given a theme that links them all together. To complete the round, you must unscramble all 5 words. If you need help, you can request a clue, but it will cost 25 heartbeats. Finish Unscramble before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £1,000.
All right, Andy, it's round three. You've got 602 heartbeats remaining. How are you with anagrams?
Depends. Usually okay, but I guess it just depends completely on the subject nature, so...
It does. All right, are you going to play on for £1,000
or
cash out with £500?
Play on.
All right, good man, feeling confident. Nice one, Andy. Let's do it. Let's play Unscramble.
Cheers.
All right, Andy, you need to unscramble 5 words. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Music. Play.
Can I have a clue, please?
Musical instruments.
Number 1, trombone. Number 3, organ. 5, guitar. 2, saxophone. 4, flute.
Yes! Well done, Andy. Come on over. We're flying now.
Yep.
I told you, them first few rounds, it's all about nerves.
Yeah.
But you did really well. You only used 96 heartbeats.
Wonderful.
And you got no wrong answers. Perfect, you see. Quite a high heart rate during gameplay, but your knowledge of musical instruments got you through that. You only used 96.
Yeah.
All right, you seem happy.
Surprised more than happy.
Excellent stuff. So, well done. After round three, Andy's banked £1,000. £1,000. How good's that?
Real good.
Yeah, really good. And he's got 506 heartbeats remaining. All right, let's take a look at round four. It's Link, and this is how it works.
This is Link. You'll see 2 columns of 6 answer options. You'll then be given an instruction. To complete the game, you must correctly link four options in the left column with four options in the right column. Finish link before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £2,500.
So it's round four, Andrew, and you've got 506 heartbeats remaining, not even at halfway.
Yeah.
And we're about to play for £2,500. Must be feeling good.
Feeling fairly good.
So, are you going to play on for £2,500 or are you going to cash out with £1,000?
I'll play on, please.
All right, good luck, Andrew. Cheers. Let's do this. Let's play Link.
Yep.
Andrew, you need to find the four correct links. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Headingley, Trent Bridge, Edgbaston, the Oval, Old Trafford, the Rose Bowl. Link these UK Test cricket grounds to the city in which they're located. Play.
Trent Bridge and Nottingham. Headingley and Leeds. Old Trafford and Manchester. The Oval and London.
Yes, well done!
Well done, Andy. We're flying, though.
Yep.
We are absolutely flying. Just 73 heartbeats used, no wrong answers. Cricket, you a big cricket fan?
Hate cricket. Most
really?
Boring sport ever.
Can I just say, for everyone watching this, I detach myself from Andrew's comments. I think that cricket is the backbone of English sport and it should be taught in every school within the country. Controversial comments now, Andrew.
Yep.
Controversial indeed. But you want to use 73 heartbeats. 148 was your peak. That's the highest so far.
Why is it so high?
Maybe it's because of your hate of cricket.
Possibly, yeah.
All right, after round four, Andy has banked £2,500 and has 433 heartbeats remaining. Find out what happens after the break.
Who had a UK number one single in 1988 with the song Heart? Pet Shop Boys or Erasure? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, who had a UK number one single in 1988 with the song Heart? The answer is Pet Shop Boys. Before the break, Andy banked £2,500 after battling through four rounds. With 433 heartbeats remaining, how many more rounds can he go before he plays cash out?
Let's reveal round five. It's Keep Up. Here's how it works.
This is Keep Up. You'll see a number and mathematical sum. The answer to that sum will then become the subject of the next sum. To complete the round, you must answer three sequences. A total of 24 sums. Finish Keep Up before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £5,000.
So round five and you've got 433 heartbeats remaining.
Yep.
Are you going to play on for £5,000 or cash out for £2,500?
I'm going to play on, please, Vernon.
Good man. Well done, Andrew. Let's play Keep Up. All right, Andy. You need to complete three sequences. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
One, play. Multiply by 62.
62.
Divide by 2.
31.
Subtract 24.
7.
Multiply by 7.
49.
Subtract 47.
2.
Add 4.
6.
Subtract 5.
1.
2.
Second sequence.
Add 55.
57.
Add 3.
60.
Multiply by 6.
360.
Subtract 22.
338.
Add 9.
347.
Subtract 7.
340.
Divide by 4.
90. Step off.
All right, Andy, you stepped off. Stepped off. Just that seems to trip you up there.
Yeah.
340 divided by 4 is 85. Nearly, you said 90.
Yeah.
So I know what you were trying to do. And then that next equation there would have taken you back to 2. And then you would have started your third sequence. So you still need to complete 2 sequences.
Yeah.
All right, Andy. You stepped off the plate, which cost you 50 heartbeats. So you've got 138 remaining. Got to be quick.
Yeah.
All right, Andy. Let's do this. Let's play. Keep up. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Two, play, add 12.
14.
Multiply by 8.
112.
Subtract 56.
50. Andy, you stepped off. You stepped off with less than 50 heartbeats, which means you kind of walked yourself out of the game.
Yeah, it just wasn't coming. I just could have stood there for forever and it just wasn't coming.
Really?
So.
You've been a great contestant, though. Have you enjoyed yourself?
Yeah, really good day, thank you.
I'll be honest with you, I'm really disappointed because you started off a bit shaky and then you had several rounds, which were fantastic. No wrong answers. You did really, really well.
Yeah. What can I say?
If you hadn't stepped off that first time, maybe who knows how different it would have been. You've done exceptionally well. Well done, Andy. Thank you very much for playing.
Cheers.
1,000 heartbeats. Well done. Right then, who's next to play 1,000 heartbeats? Please welcome Grace. Hiya, Grace.
Hi, nice to meet you, Vernon.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, Grace, you're from West Yorkshire.
I am.
And you're a primary school teacher.
I am, yes. Primary school teacher in a little town called Cleckheaton.
How many kids do you look after?
There's about 30 in the class at the moment, so they're a lovely bunch of kids.
But also a lot of responsibility for you.
Yes, yes, hard work.
So on a day-to-day basis, I would imagine the kids run you ragged.
Yeah, there are challenges, certainly. Definitely get your heartbeat up at some points in the day, definitely.
Are you feeling confident?
Nervous, but... looking forward to it.
All right, well, let's try and eradicate the nerves because that's the key to 1,000
heartbeats.
The cooler you are under pressure, the more chance you've got, the more time you've got and answering all the questions and hopefully walking away with a substantial amount of cash.
Yeah.
Grace, even though you're from West Yorkshire, I wish you all the very best.
Thank you.
Please don't write in and complain. I'm from Lancashire, a bit of rivalry, that's all it is. So throughout the game, we're going to be monitoring your heart rate. At the moment, it's 136. That's quite high, Grace.
It is quite high.
It's quite high. We need to get that a little bit lower before we start. So we'll just relax, get a little bit zen, find ourselves, and then we'll start. Because the faster your heart rate, it means the faster our counter is going to go down, meaning the less time you're going to get to answer the questions within the rounds. All right. So before we begin, let's give you your 1,000 heartbeats. We don't want to see that number reach zero. Are you ready to play 1,000 heartbeats?
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. Let's play 1,000 heartbeats. All right, Grace, everyone starts with the same opening round. It's contrast, and this is how it works.
This is contrast. You will see 2 answer options. Answer 7 questions correctly before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £250.
Are you ready to play, Grace?
Yes.
Good girl. Let's play contrast. All right, Grace, you need to get 7 questions right. If you're ready, step onto the plate.
Paris, Milan, play. In 1994, Euro Disney was renamed Disneyland.
Paris.
La Scala Opera House is in...
Milan.
In Greek mythology, Achilles is shot in the heel with an arrow by...
Paris.
Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet features a character called...
Paris.
LIN is the international 3-letter code for an airport in...
Milan.
The capital of the region Lombardy is...
Paris. Oh.
In 2013, David Beckham joined a football team based in...
Paris.
In 1831, Victor Hugo published the novel called Notre Dame de...
Paris?
Yes, on the Heartbeat! Wow, come on over, Grace. Come on over. I'll tell you what, I'm glad you got all those answers right. You got one wrong answer, because I honestly don't think our string quartet could play any faster. Your heart rate was through the roof.
It was intense.
168 is what it is now.
Right.
Whilst we were playing, you peaked at 170. You've got 830 heartbeats remaining, which is really, really good. You only got one wrong answer, which cost you 25 heartbeats. So after round one, Grace has banked £250. She's got 830 heartbeats remaining. All right, Grace, let's have a look at round two. It's reorder. This is what it looks like.
This is reorder. You'll see a list of 6 items. In this example, you must reorder these films from earliest to latest. Correctly reorder all 6 items before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £500.
So it's reorder, Grace. You've got 830 heartbeats remaining. That was quite quick, that previous round. It really was. Are you ready to play along for £500 or do you want to cash out for £250?
I'll play along.
Good, of course you will. All right, let's play reorder. All right, Grace, you need to reorder 6 answers. If you're ready, step onto the plate.
Fabio Capello, Alf Ramsey, Kevin Keegan, Terry Venables, Bobby Robson, Glenn Hoddle. Managers.
Step off.
Step off. All right, Grace, football not your thing?
Not really, no.
All right, well, you made the right decision.
Yep.
It cost you 50 heartbeats, but it's better than trying to get the question
right. Yeah, I think I'd have lost more.
Yeah, all right. So, well done. What's the answer? Well, first of all, Alf Ramsey won the World Cup with England in 1966. Then it's Bobby Robson, Terry Venables, Glenn Hoddle, Kevin Keegan, and then Postman Pat, Fabio Capello. Let's take 50 off 812. It leaves you 762. All right, Grace, you ready?
Yes.
Good girl. Let's play reorder. If you're ready, Grace, please step onto the plate.
X, D, Y, M, Z, L. UK Scrabble tiles. Points value. Lowest to highest. Play.
D. M. L. D. M. Y. Z. X. Z.
Stop the heartbeat! All right, come over, Grace. Come over, Grace. Come on over. Woo! You got 3 wrong.
Yeah.
You used 253 heartbeats. That's a lot.
Yeah.
You've got 577 left. That was tough.
It was tough.
It was tough. You don't play Scrabble?
I do, but you just forget.
But obviously easier than football, which costs you 50 heartbeats.
Yeah, football had cost me a lot more, I think, if I'd have played that one.
Good stuff. So, after round two, Grace has banked £500 and has got 577 heartbeats remaining. Oh, unfortunately, Grace, we haven't got enough time to play the next round. Join us next time on 1,000 Heartbeats to find out how Grace gets on. We'll see you then.